Today on the show, I ramble for 18 minutes about where I'm at in my journey, what's going on with my business, what's coming next for content. I do drop the names of a couple budgeting apps if you want little nuggets of things, and I talk about how I want to revise and refresh the old content I did, how I've learned so much over 2 years of working with people with ADHD. So if you just want to hear me talk as though I'm talking to you directly and just be very random and ramble, then this episode is for you. But be warned, it's a ramble, a true proper ramble. Welcome back to ADHD Money Talk, the show that helps dynamic but distracted ADHD brains take back control over their money to stress less, live a more enriching life, open up new possibilities, and get their money in balance with the rest of their life. So I've been away from doing content. I was like trying to do a bunch of YouTube videos, then I was trying to make them also podcasts, and then I also just had to keep remembering that like I have a lot of clients and I need to be focusing on them first and foremost because they are my business. And so naturally content has slowed down a bit because at the end of the day, let's be real, this whole thing started because I wanted to make a living doing this, working with people with ADHD, helping them get their money in order. And if I'm focusing all my time on content, then I am not focusing all my time on my clients. That's not to say I'm not going to be doing content. In fact, there is going to come a point where a lot more content will come out. It's just right now I'm in a retooling, recentering, refocusing, getting some personal balance back because I was going a little bit too hard and stressing myself out a little bit too much, if I'm being real. I would expect for the next while for content to be pretty inconsistent and maybe come across as not planned very well. That's just a heads up to you because I want to be honest and transparent. I have no interest in doing anything that is not honest or transparent or trying to pretend like I'm doing something, making content that's so great that you should love it just because it's me or something. Like, I'm not special. The thing that I do like about recording podcasts is that I find it a bit therapeutic for me personally to be just talking to the camera because it actually helps me, especially when I don't plan it, because then I'm actually kind of letting my thoughts get formed in real time by talking out loud. And it feels like I'm kind of talking to someone or someone's maybe listening, because I think some people do listen to the show occasionally when it comes out. I don't really know. I don't really check the stats of my podcast much. I used to do that all the time, but now I'm just so focused on honestly just trying to find a work-life balance and also trying to make sure that I'm creating a business model and a client experience that actually moves the needle for my clients that have ADHD, because my clients might have ADHD of the sort that comes from a place of shaming, guilt, and money spending issues. And helping that client does look different than helping the client who might make $400,000, doesn't necessarily have money trauma or like, you know, traumatic money events that has sort of created obstacles that requires a bit more behavioral techniques and stuff. Not that I'm doing therapy, but please don't get me twisted, but I do have a therapeutic approach to the way that I work with most of my clients. But then there's occasionally the client who makes $400,000 and who has ADHD in a bad way. It's just that their problem with money looks different. In fact, a lot different, because that would be a case of they still have no idea where their money's going. They're still spending too much, but they have money like floating around in too many different accounts. Nothing is organized. It's all very chaotic. They're definitely not saving enough for the lifestyle that, you know, for retirement in order to maintain the lifestyle that they're currently enjoying. So that looks a lot different than the client who's making, you know, $150,000, who really needs coaching, a more coaching and almost a therapeutic approach. I never crossed the line into actual doing therapy because I don't know how to do that. But just talking through potential obstacles and building awareness is about as far as I go, but that's important. If you can just even make a small connection like, oh yeah, I'm just like, this is like what my mom did and I'm just doing what my mom did, or my dad, or just from reading a few books that go into the psychology of money, just having that awareness is such a huge first step. And that alone sometimes is enough to kind of get you to the point of like, now that I know, besides just the ADHD, why I'm spending so much and why I have so much guilt and shame and whatever, then I can move forward. So what I'm really trying to say is that I'm focusing right now mostly on developing and continuing to serve clients in the way that they need to be served, making sure I have different lanes of service, a lane for the person that's who earns a lot of money but just needs organization and has nothing optimized versus the person who does need a more hand-holding, coaching, gentle approach. I want to be doing both. So I'm just working on that. I feel like I've gotten a couple messages because like my earliest podcast episodes, I'm kind of looking at them now. There's like, how to budget when you have ADHD. I don't even remember what I said in that, to be honest with you. And I'm one of those people that like really doesn't like to hear himself. So I don't enjoy re-listening to like my old podcasts. It's just a thing. I don't know. It's probably something that I can talk to my therapist about, you know, like having more love for myself or something. But regardless, my philosophy has probably changed on how to budget. Because just as a backdrop, when I started this podcast and this business, I actually hadn't practiced with any client yet that has ADHD. It was essentially a marketing tool to have people find me and be like, you know what, I kind of want to check out working with Dave. So the very early episodes was like, you know, I was just about to pass my CFP and get my CFP. I had lots of technical knowledge. I had worked on my money myself for a while and gotten things straightened up pretty good, but I was guessing as to what would really work for people with ADHD. And I've learned quite a bit since. And so I do think some of these foundational things could use a refresh, like how to budget when you have ADHD. Back then, I liked this app Honeydew. And the reason why I liked Honeydew was because at that time, I liked it more. Like, honestly, and I have a new marketing person who I'm working with. He would probably be like, you shouldn't say these things because it's not good for your brand. But whatever. I honestly love radical honesty. Like, I love radical transparency. I love radical honesty. So that's something you'll always get with me. But when I recorded the how to budget when you have ADHD episode, from what I remember, I was just getting frustrated with what was at the time Truebill. And I chose Truebill out of probably seeing an ad for it. And then I was like, I need to find a different one. And I would like my wife to be involved. Then girlfriend, actually. And so I looked online for budgeting apps good for couples. I found Honeydew. I tried it. It worked. I liked that it was simple. I liked that it didn't have too many features. It didn't let me go down rabbit holes that were just completely pointless. It didn't seem like it was trying to sell me loans and different products. So I was like, you know what? It's working. And then I was like, it's working. I'm going to recommend this one to all of my ADHD followers. So that's why I chose it. It wasn't like I tried them all and chose it. So I've since learned a lot. I know that there is no one app that's great for ADHD. I mean, that's absolutely positively the case. We all know this. It's not like a mystery that one app might work for you and another app might work for another one of you. So I could refresh that episode and say, you know, this one would be good if you like this. This one would be good if you like this. I do have my personal favorite and I have the one that I offered free to all my clients. But that's partially because that one, A, works really well for me, and B, has a program where I can offer it as an advisor and be able to budget with my clients. So that's not to say that if like YNAB had a service that was just as similar to as the one I use, which is Monarch, then it's very possible that I would be using YNAB and saying YNAB is the best one for ADHD, even though I personally don't like YNAB for me personally, but I love it for my clients that already used it and use it so well. In that case, it's amazing. So, you know, it's just so different for everyone. Just to be clear, like if I were to recommend one now as like give this one a shot as a good one, I would probably say Monarch. But if you were like, you know what, I just like Excel, then I would say go try Tiller Money, or whatever the second word is of that company's name, you know. And then I did investing. So I was really still like, I did this, I did that, I did all these episodes. Sacrifices are huge. Yes. I had someone on for ADHD and divorce. At least I think I did. I probably have new ideas on that are more baked in practice with people. So I want to kind of refresh some of the old episodes and some of the foundational stuff. Budget workshop, that was the reverse budget. I have new ideas on the automation because there's new there's some new softwares out there that really help with automation. So the reverse budget, I was really using like a direct deposit split, which still is great. It works fine, but there's other ways to kind of think about that. So I want to refresh. That's what I'm trying to say. I want to refresh a bunch of these. I also realized I went really deep into like the budget workshop was like deep. My marketing guy keeps saying I need to be more high funnel, which means focus on big picture, easy to digest stuff. And don't give away too much. No, don't give it away. Start an LLC. See, the problem with me, if I'm being totally honest with you, and if you're still listening to this ramble, then thank you. I don't know. Is it's hard for me to talk about the really simple stuff because I know intellectually that it'd be great for most people who, like a lot of people who will be listening, but I just want to go down rabbit holes and learn something deep all the time. Like I want to learn something really interesting and new and try and learn it to the point where I feel confident enough to talk about it. So that's where I go into things like coming up with the shopping personas or really trying to ADHDify the idea of why starting an LLC, starting a business is super good for ADHD, or really diving into productive procrastination, or really diving into the science of your brain, like why decisions are so hard, like reading research papers. Like that's like where I end up just going when I could just be like, let me just say the things I already know cold quickly for the benefit of my people or the people who listen to this. So at the end of the day, what I'm basically saying is that I'm going to have more content coming soon that's more planned and with the help of a marketing person that makes it so that I just have to sit here and record something that's already been kind of prepared and my input was basically on the idea and maybe some brain dumping, but then it's kind of already formed for me so I can just both do content and also spend most of my time working with my clients, which is why I'm here and what I do. And that's how I make money for myself and for my clients, though. So, and I want them to be make sure that they're getting the attention that they deserve. So that is my update to you. So if you were enjoying the regular release of content, just stay tuned. There will be more. For now, it'll just be random when I get to it. I might do these ramble episodes. I know in the perfect world, I'd have this like master plan and I'd have all of everything planned and organized. And like, this is the purpose of all this content. But like, I'm so overwhelmed all the time with all the things I got to do that. Like sometimes I just want to sit down and just talk into the mic and then just share it and be like, it feels good to share my thoughts with more than just one person. That's what I'm doing right now. If you have any questions, if you have any thoughts, any ideas for episodes that you'd like me to just sit down and just riff on, I would love to just have episodes, questions where I can just riff for the podcast. You know, I might do some more YouTube things where it's more, you know, YouTube oriented, but like on the podcast, I love riffing. Do you like the riffs? Do you like it when it seems more planned and organized and structured? Do you like the relatable kind of I'm in this with you? Because I am in this with you. Trust me, there is no question about that. I still struggle with, especially lifestyle creep. You know, like it's that lifestyle creep is a sneaky guy. Lifestyle creep being when you are earning more and then you add things to your life, to your lifestyle. The justification for adding things to your life when you're making more money, sneakily, let's just say, with quick and strong justifications, and before you know it, you've added something to your life that you now feel is non-negotiable. And you just do not want to do the alternative, which is not instantly gratifying. So there's lots to talk about, someone should do, so I'm just going to leave it at that. Hang in there. If you like my content, more will come. Let me know if you have questions. You can go to ADHDMoneyTalk.com and hit the ask a question, or you can email me at david@ADHDMoneyTalk.com. You can voice record a question on the website, ADHDMoneyTalk.com. You can do Instagram, reach out to me, and I would love to get a little roster of things to talk about coming up this year and in the future. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for focusing on your money, honestly. You should be proud of yourself for even listening to any content about money. Keep listening to other content about money. Read some books. Read Money Mammoth by Brad Klontz. It's a great book to get yourself situated with understanding psychology of money. There's so much you can be doing day in, day out. Look at your money. Look at it all. Keep at it. Stay aware. Stay awesome. Stay strong. Stay proud. Stay alive. Say everything good. I said stay alive. Big 21 Pilots fan. And new content from our new album's coming so soon for 21 Pilots. I'm so excited. All right. See ya.